Hi, I'm Lorcan, and I'm here with the youth media team, and I'm here with Keane McCormack from RTE. Can you tell me how and why you got involved in journalism?
I got involved in journalism when I was in college. I was involved with a radio station called Wired FM. I was in Mary Immaculate College at the time. It was at that point where I got involved with radio, but prior to that, when I was in school, I was involved in terms of journalism with the local magazine in the school. So from a very early age, I loved journalism and I loved radio as well.
Okay. What advantages does Mojo bring to your work as a journalist?
Well, mobile journalism is about flexibility, and that's exactly what it does. It gives you that flexibility to be able to do stories when you couldn't do them before. Now, a good example of that would be last weekend, I went for a cycle up the Wicklow Mountains. I went for a cycle, I came to a crossroads, and I found two boys, and they were twins, they were 14, and they had two lambs at their feet, and they were twins as well. And I asked them, what are you doing here in the middle of nowhere in the Wicklow Mountains? And they said, well, you can get a photo with us, two sets of twins, for €2. And they were collecting for the Capuchin Day Centre, raising money for charity. So I was able to take out my phone. I was able to do a radio package, which will go on the News at One and RT Radio One. And I was able to shoot a television piece, which will be on the 6-1 News, on my iPhone, and all edited on my iPad. So that's the flexibility of Mojo or mobile journalism.
Okay. How do you verify your news stories and avoid fake news?
Avoiding fake news is trying to find out about what's true or what's not true. So in journalism, you always verify your facts. So when you're verifying your facts, that means that you just don't take it at face value that someone is telling you the truth. You want to verify the facts, you want to check out the facts. So if someone tells me a story, I'm just not going to publish it. I will check it out. I will check out from a number of different sources about what is real news or what's not real news. It's a very important part of journalism. So, for instance, if you're doing maybe a political story, if someone comes along to you and says, this is happening within this political sphere, you will check it out with many different sources to make sure it's correct. Because otherwise, there are laws of defamation and libel, and you could end up in court.
You've covered a range of stories in your time as a journalist. Can you tell me about the most rewarding story and the most difficult story you've covered?
I think, you know, the most difficult story was probably something that I experienced on a very human, personal level. I was reporting on the earthquake in Haiti back in 2010, and I saw a lot of death and destruction. And in terms of dealing with that on a personal level, that was difficult. But the fulfilling part of that, which is the flip side, was that I was able to tell a story. I was able to tell the story of people who were in dire need. And at least back home here in Ireland, people were able to see what was happening to their money when they donated it to NGO organisations who were doing great work on the ground. But I love every story I do, whether it's good or bad. I think that you can, if you can tell a story, you have the ability to inform people and to entertain people. And in a very, you know, in a way, that's what journalism is about. It's about telling people what's going on. If journalism isn't around, how do people know what's real or what's not real? And I suppose the difficulty at the moment is that maybe it's been undermined. You talked about fake news earlier on. Donald Trump, during the election, talked about fake news. And, you know, once the focus goes on a story from that point of view, you know, it undermines what we do. But just going back to your question, the most difficult story I would have covered would have been that Haiti one. And the most uplifting story I would have done would have related maybe to someone who might have been in dire need themselves, and it might have changed their circumstances. And on a daily basis, like that story I was telling you about the two boys standing at the crossroads, I take great joy out of doing something like that because it's positive and it shows that everything is negative in this world, that there are a lot of good stories out there as well.
What would you say is the piece of work you are most proud of and why?
The piece of work I'm most proud of is, I'm just trying to think about this because on a daily basis, like you're asking me that question now, I'm just after cutting that piece in relation to those two boys. I'm delighted with it in terms of radio because it has so much sound in it. The one piece most recently that I would have been very happy with would have been a piece I did about Hot Press, the magazine celebrating 40 years. I really enjoyed doing it because I interviewed Michael D. Higgins. He gave me a lot of time. He had written for the magazine for, I think, maybe about a decade. But it also, for me, I was able to talk to him, but also as well, I was able to do a lot with that piece in terms of telling a story of a magazine that told the story of Ireland over 40 years. So I think at the moment, at this point in time, that would be one of my favourite pieces that I've done.
Okay, and where do you see journalism as a craft in 5 years?
I think journalism will always be there, but how we do it will be different. In terms of journalism, I think if you can tell a good story, you will always have a place in journalism. It doesn't matter whether you're recording on a phone or whether you're recording on a really expensive recording kit. Mm. Ultimately, it's about telling the story. So journalism will probably be where it's at in terms of telling people stories. But the difference will be how people are consuming it. Mm. So where people may have turned on their television or radio in the past, they won't do that anymore. They will make a conscious decision to go and seek content, whether you know it's a podcast or something on Netflix or something that they can download and watch themselves. So that will be the changing face of journalism. Yeah. And how we can engage with that as journalists, as mobile journalists, as people who tell stories.
Okay, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.